IBM sent to Palo Alto a 125-page contract. Jobs tossed it down without reading it. "You don't get it," he said as he walked out of the room. He demanded a simpler contract of only a few pages, which he got within a week. Jobs wanted to keep the arrangement secret from Bill Gates until the big unveiling of the next computer, scheduled for October, but IBM insisted on being forthcoming. Gates was furious. He realized this could wean IBM off its dependence on Microsoft operating systems. "Next Step isn't compatible with anything," he raged to IBM executives. At first, Jobs seemed to have pulled off Gates' worst nightmare. Other computer makers that were beholden to Microsoft's operating systems, most notably Compaq and Dell, came to ask Jobs for the right to clone Next and license Next Step. There were even offers to pay a lot more if Next would get out of the hardware business altogether. That was too much for Jobs, at least for the time being. He cut off the clone discussions, and he began to cool toward IBM. The chill became reciprocal. When the person who made the deal at IBM moved on, Jobs went to Armonk to meet his replacement, Jim Canavino. They cleared the room and talked one-on-one. Jobs demanded more money to keep the relationship going and to license newer versions of Next Step to IBM. Canavino made no commitments, and he subsequently stopped returning Jobs' phone calls. The deal lapsed. Next got a bit of money for a licensing fee, but it never got the chance to change the world.